Dear Mac, it's been nearly 10 months, and I still can't believe that you're gone. We lost you way too soon, and not a day goes by where we don't miss your one-of-a-kind presence.
He definitely had a certain energy about him, a certain presence, that made you gravitate towards him.
He'd just enter a room, and you'd instantly become more energetic. Everything would become funnier, just like everything would become a happier version of itself.
Your kind, charismatic, fun-loving personality was magnetic, attracting people in a way that never ceased to amaze me.
He was full of energy, full of life, so bubbly, just oozing charisma.
One of the most genuine kids, easily, I've ever met.
He just had, you know, some special characteristics that made him stick out over everyone else. He was super inclusive, super fun-loving, wanted everyone to have a great time, wanted everyone to feel like they had, you know, someone to lean on, a place to belong.
He's a crazy, fun, just fun-loving guy.
You just had this way of connecting with people. It didn't matter who it was or how much of a stranger they were. You saw a friend.
First time I ever met the guy was that night, and it was almost like we've been friends for months, years.
He could mingle and mix with any type of person, like anyone, it didn't matter.
And he just like had this vibe to him that made you feel comfortable when you were talking to him. You could talk to him about anything.
But you didn't just have a knack for becoming friends with everybody. You knew exactly how to be the perfect friend.
Yeah, he was always one to invite you to hang out with him. He would always take the extra effort in the relationship to make sure you felt welcomed and appreciated and valued.
Although he made it seem effortless, I know he tried to make other people happy. He was actively making an effort to make other people around him feel comfortable about themselves.
You loved us no matter what and always made us feel welcome and supported.
I came out only a few months before he passed. And he was one of the people that was there for me the most initially. McIlvain kind of gave me the confidence that I needed to tell everyone. And he always just kind of made me feel like I had a home, had people that I could trust and support, get support from.
You were our leader, our rock, someone that we all looked up to.
He was our leader because he basically, you know, he's the reason most of us were even in the fraternity. Like, he went out the most, he met the most kids, he had the most fun. Just everybody wanted to be around that kid.
So often I would look up to him and think like, wow, I wish I could carry myself in like social situations as effortlessly as that.
If there was one person, you know, I saw and wanted to be like, it was kind of like him. It seemed like the kid could do anything, really.
And more than just a role model, you were always there for us when we needed advice.
Going to him for advice is like asking Gandhi, I guess. He just had the answer for everything, you know? It seemed like every situation that I asked him about, he'd been there before.
Even though you're gone, your spirit will always be guiding us.
Every time I do something, I'm like, oh, Alex would have fucked with this, or Alex, I don't know if Alex would have liked if I did that, or I don't know if Alex would have respected the way I acted in that setting. Like, he really does, still to this day, his presence is definitely with me.
What would Alex do? If you're ever in a situation, you need to, like, you need to figure it out. Just think, what would he do? Because that kid had the answers.
And we'll never stop trying to live up to your example.
In honoring his memory, I've been trying to do my best to make the people I meet feel valued as he made me feel.
You know, being inclusive, being outgoing, being fun-loving, just wanting everyone to have a good time, always putting others above himself. Those are some of the qualities that I think Mac exemplified the most, and I think that those are qualities that all of us can learn from.
I guess I learned that there's one way to live, and it's to be yourself. Because that kid was more himself than any other person I'd ever met. He was straight up, like, the whole way. And taught me basically not to give a shit what people thought about me. Just, like, do your own thing.
whenever we were down and needed a laugh, an adventure, or even a slap in the face, you were there. You always put us before anything, and that's something that we'll never forget. So thank you, Mac, for all of the laughs, for all of the advice, and for all of the memories. You'll always be in our hearts. Love, your brother, David.